Good morning, everyone. Good to be here once again.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Thank you for wonderful praise and choir. It's as if you heard my message before I came up here.
感谢主，我们有很优美的诗班的献诗，也听到我今天要跟你们的分享。
All those songs relate to what I want to share.
今天的献诗跟我的信息有关。
So I feel like I'm done. So let's just pray and be over.
我感觉我已经讲到结束了，我们可以就做结束祷告。
Yeah. Last time I was here, I preached for about 30 minutes, which is about the time I spent preaching.
上次我只给你们简短的证到了三十分钟。
And first time in my life, somebody said that was really short.
有人告诉我太短了。
So today I'm going to preach for 2 hours.
今天两个钟头怎么样？
Get you guys as much information as you can.
你们可以得到许多许多。
We'll talk about the good life and continue on our talk from last time I was here.
因为我们要继续的谈美好的人生。
I'll let Elder Paul read from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14, that short verse, 14 through 20.
让我们一起先来读西番雅书第三章，从14节到20节。西番雅书第三章14节，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间比你欢喜快乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray and let's start.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for being God who dances over us, who rejoices over your children, not because we merit that joy, but because you're simply our Father who loves us. And as we hear your word, may you uplift our spirit to run and come to you once again and find our rest and joy in you, Lord God. We thank you, bless each one of us as we hear your word. And if I say anything that should not be said, may you minus it from our memories. But all that which is true, may you increase it and multiply it, that we will love you and serve you with greater passion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Last time I was here, we talked about philosophy.
上次我们谈到哲学。
We talked about Socrates and Plato and ultimately about Jesus Christ.
我们谈到苏格拉底，最后我们讲到耶稣。
And we talked about the good life.
我们讲到美好的人生。
Now both Eastern philosophy like Confucius or Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, they focus on the communal good life, which we call the collectivism.
当我们谈到老子和孔子他们讲的哲学的时候，他们也讲到美好的人生，可是那是团体的美好的人生。
And the Western philosophy like Plato and Socrates focus on individual good or individualism.
而西方的哲学家呢，他们谈美好的人生的时候是讲到个人的美好人生。
And both of these philosophies center around virtuous life.
不管是东方西方都是讲到美德。
And the goal of philosophy is a journey and a search for the truth.
哲学就好像一个旅程，寻找真理。
Because they believe that there is truth, a truth out there that will lead us to good life, a happy life, successful life.
哲学家们相信有一个真理在那边可以指引我们的人生是美好的。
So ultimate goal in philosophy is to find that truth.
所以哲学就是一个寻求真理的过程。
We all have philosophies.
我们每个人其实都有哲学。
We may not phrase it that way, but the way you talk, the way you act, how you spend money all reveals the philosophy that you hold about life.
也许你不认为自己是有是个哲学家，可是我们的做事的方法，我们的不同的想法，都在代表我们有某种的生活的方式。
And as Christians, we have to base our philosophy upon the Word of God.
身为基督徒，我们要我们的寻求真理要在主的话语里面。
What we do, how we spend, where we go, how we do things in life is all based upon the very word of God.
我们所说的所做的都应该是根据上帝的话。
Amen.
Amen.
When the 14th Dalai Lama came to Central Park in New York in 1999, 40,000 people came to hear him speak.
当达赖喇嘛到纽约，有四万的人到中央公园去听他演讲。
They came to listen to his philosophy on nonviolence, compassion, and individual responsibility that leads to the good life.
听他讲到怎么样子用非暴力，怎么样子用各样的好的方式可以过美好的人生。
He ended that speech with these words, it is very, very important to be a nice person, a warm-hearted person.
他最后的一句话提到的是非常的重要，我们做一个好的人。
It's very close to Socrates and Plato who said you have to live a virtuous life.
这跟柏拉图、苏格拉底讲的你要过一个道德高尚的生活是一样的意思。
You have to ask the question, why did these 40,000 people show up to listen to this man, a foreigner?
那时候为什么有四万个人来听这么一个外国人讲人生呢？
If you listen to his speech that day, it's no different than many of the self-help books that you find on Amazon.
其实他讲的话跟我们在看到一些励志的鸡汤的那些话语都是差不多的。
The reason they showed up because people are hungry to know what this good life is.
因为人们就是要寻找什么样是美好的人生。
And if you know the way to good life, no matter how long that journey is, we can get there.
只要你知道那条路是什么，你总是可以走到的。
But if you're on a wrong road, no matter how much you journey, you won't get there.
可是如果你走错了那条路，那不管你走多远都走不到。
You'll go somewhere else.
你会到别的地方去。
I don't know if you remember when Apple first came out with the iMap app.
当你我们不知道你记不记得苹果公司呢他们有一个地图的 app
it was a horrible app
这个 app 好像不太灵光
at least the first generation one is much better today
起码当初我用的时候是不太好
when it first came out my wife and I wanted to go to IKEA in Palo Alto
所以当初我就用这个苹果的GPS 的 app 然后带我去到 IKEA
So we typed in the address to Palo Alto IKEA.
我们那时候是要到 Palo Alto 的 IKEA.
We didn't know where it was, so we followed the direction, left turn, right turn, freeway, and so forth.
所以我们就跟着这个苹果的 app.
And as you were driving, we were thinking, man, this looks really weird. Why is it taking us here?
我们就觉得很奇怪，为什么他是把我们领到这个地方来？
And in the end, instead of IKEA, we ended up at a cement company.
最后呢，把我们带到一个水泥工厂。
So my friends, if you're on the wrong road,You might end up at a cement company.
所以你走错路的话，就会到一个水泥工厂。
Instead of where God wants you to be.
而不是你想要去的地方。
But here's the deal: God does not hide the good life.
上帝不会把一个美好的人生隐藏起来。
God reveals it to us clearly in the scriptures.
在圣经里面，他把美好的人生怎么过美好的人生，向我们显明。
Jesus one day said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father Jesus is talking about ultimate good life here, salvation. The use of the definitive article in front of way, truth, and life says this, Jesus is the only way and there is no other way.
Jesus is the only way and there is no other way.
When religious leaders brought Peter and disciples before them and asked them, How did you do this?
当初当那些官长们把使徒彼得带到面前来说，你是凭着什么做这些事情？
In other words, how did you make this sick man healed?
为什么你有这样的能力？凭什么名字？
And Peter said, By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
他说借着拿撒勒人耶稣的名字。
They asked him, By what power are you doing this?
你是借着什么能力呢
It is only through Jesus Christ.
他说是借着耶稣基督的能力。
At one point he says this, there is no salvation under heaven besides the name Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣的名以外没有别的救恩可以得救。
In other words, there is no good life outside of Jesus.
也就是说除了耶稣以外没有美好的人生。
So let me share with you some good life principles this morning.
所以今天呢我要跟你讲一些美好人生的一些基本原则。
Good life principle number one, you can ask yourself, who's the boss? Who is your boss?
第一个原则是谁是你的老板
Who's your boss?
谁
In the book of Genesis, God creates Adam and Eve and then places in the center of that garden the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
在创世纪第一章，当上帝创造了亚当夏娃，然后呢，在中间呢有一棵善恶树。
And basically God says this, you can do billion things, Adam and Eve, right? You can do whatever you want except for this one thing, which is to eat from this tree.
上帝对他们说，你们可以吃任何的东西，除了这善恶树上的果子。
And it's not an arbitrary command.
这并不只是一个无关痛痒的一个命令。
God is giving them philosophy of life at that point.
上帝其实在告诉他们说人生的美好是如何来的。
God says, if you live according to my words and obey me, then I'm going to give you all abundance of what I've created.
如果你遵守我的诫命，我要让你得到人生的丰富。
But if you live according to your greed and your desire and your want and make yourself the boss of your life, you will die.
如果你是按照你的贪心私欲，那最后的结局就是死。
You see, the way to good life is not difficult.
那到美好人生的道路并不是那么困难。
Do this, recognize God as your Father who loves you and cares for you and obey Him.
当你认识神，上帝是你的父亲，而且愿意遵守他的话，你就得到美好的人生。
Do that, live any way you want according to your desires and your way of doing things, and it'll lead to death.
按照自己的私欲妄意而行，最后引导我们到灭亡。
What father wants to harm his children?
哪有父母不给儿女好东西呢？
God's commands are not there to harm us, but for our good.
上帝的诫命并不是要害我们，而是要帮助我们。
Every father in this room will put themselves in harm's way to give their children better life.
今天每一个父亲都会为他的儿女而受苦。
And our Father in heaven is no different.
我们天上的父亲更是如此。
In Matthew 7:11, he says,It's up there. Matthew chapter 7:11.
在马太福音第七章，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
That verse says God wants to give you that good life, doesn't it?
从这节里面，我们知道上帝要把好的东西给我们。
He says to ask.
他说你要求。
It's one of the most important truths that I know in the scriptures.
这是我在圣经里面学到的要求。
In fact, I would say from 30 years or 40 years of my life in Jesus Christ, the greatest truth is that God is our Father and He loves me.
最大的真理就是上帝是我们的父亲，他爱我。
Karl Barth, one of the outstanding theologians of 20th century, said this, if he had only one doctrine to preach, it'll be, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
二十世纪有一个神学家告诉我们说，这圣经里面最重要的一节就是，最重要的真理就是耶稣爱我万不错。你有圣书告诉我。
I am fully confident that if you make God the boss of your life, He will lead you to the good life that you're seeking.
我完全的知道，如果你让上帝做你的老板，他会把你带到美好的人生。
In the book of Psalm, chapter 1, He makes it clear. He distinguishes between one who lives a good life and who is.Perishing.
我们在诗篇第一篇里面看到美好的人生是什么样子。
In Psalm chapter 1, he says this, Blessed is the one who meditates upon the word of God day and night.
第一篇第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
The word blessed there can be translated, happy is the man.
有福就是快乐的人。
And he says, he is like a tree planted by a river, and in due time, its leaves will never wither but bear fruit.
它要像一棵树，按时候栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
That's not my promise, that's God's promise.
这并不是我给你们的应许，这是上帝的应许。
And if you keep reading Psalm chapter 1, it ends like this, not so with the wicked, for they will perish.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
So my friends, who is the boss of your life?
所以谁要你要谁当你的老板？
Second principle of good life is this, who is the pilot of your life?
然后我们讲到第二个原则，谁在领航你的人生？
Over the years, I think I flew more than most people.
在过去这些日子，我想我坐飞机的次数比你们多一点。
But I never piloted any of the planes I flew in.
可是我只是一个乘客，我并不是那飞机上面的驾驶员。
For our sake together here, let's say this happens. You know how you enter the plane from the front and the captain waves as you go to your seat?
当我们到飞机上的时候，我们会到前面，有时候看到驾驶员，然后我们给他打招呼。
And this time as you're passing the captain, you see circle around his eye and he looks exhausted and tired.
比方说有一次你到飞机上然后看到这个驾驶员他非常的 困倦。
So you being a great person, you go and knock on the cockpit, at the cockpit and the captain comes out.
所以为了帮助他你就敲他的门然后呢驾驶员出来。
And you tell the captain, you look exhausted, captain. I've been driving for 30 years. Why don't you go take a break? I'll fly the plane for you. I can do this.
你会对驾驶员说, 哎, 你看起来好累哦, 那让我来帮你开这架飞机吧, 你可以休息一下。
What do you think the captain will think of me? He'll think I'm crazy.
你想那个飞机的驾驶员是不是觉得我是疯狂了?
But what if he says this? Oh yeah, you're right, I'm tired. Go fly the plane. I'm going to take a break. That means he's crazy.
万一他要是让我去开那架飞机的话呢? 那他就是疯狂的。
Would you fly a plane where I am the pilot of that plane?
我相信没有人在座的没有人愿意坐一架我在开的飞机。
If you say yes, you're crazy.
如果你愿意的话, 你也疯狂了。
I will crash that plane 100% of the time.
因为我一定会让那飞机坠机的。
A pilot must fly the plane.
一个驾驶员是要飞机的。
And God must pilot your life.
好像上帝在飞你的飞机。
He must direct your life. He must lead your life and guide your life, for he is the creator of it all.
他要指引你的人生, 他要带你的人生到某个地方去。
And you know what? Occasionally, a well-trained, experienced pilot crashes the plane.
就算受过良好训练的驾驶员还有可能会坠机。
But here's what I know. If God is the pilot of your life, he will never, ever fail you.
但如果上帝是你人生的带领的话, 他永远不会带领错到底的错的地方。
My friends, as you look at your life, who is piloting your life? Is it you or is it God?
所以谁在领航你的人生?
If deep desire is that you want to live the life God has for you, he must be the pilot of your life.
如果你要有一个有意义上帝带领你的人生, 他必须做你的领航员。
This morning I had a brother from the other service share his testimony. He said as he was praying, he felt like God was saying, go.
他在祷告的时候呢,
it meant go to the Lord.
他以为上帝叫他去上帝的地方。
Maybe in this room, maybe the word is come.
也许在这里我们应该说来, 而不是去。
Maybe you've been away from God.
也许他
And God says this morning, come, let me be the pilot of your life.
然后上帝对他说, 来,
Third principle and the final principle of good life is believe in Jesus Christ. Our life is like a plane ride, but unfortunately, some people fly the life plane with pilot with no or little experience at all.
如果我们的人生好像一个坐飞机的旅程的比喻的话, 很不幸的, 有时候我们的人生的驾驶员是没有经验的。
It's like teenagers asking dating tips from their friends who've never dated.
好像一个青少年他不知道怎么谈恋爱, 他去问另外一个青少年, 可是他也没有谈过恋爱。
Most of the people in the world denies the pilot of life.
Could you repeat?
Most of the world population denies the pilot of life.
世上的人呢, 大部分人都是没有一个很好的领航员。
They put themselves as pilot, so they struggle with fear and anxiety, leading to their life to basically crashing their life.
他们常常自己当作自己人生的领航员, 所以呢, 就有不好的结果。
There's only one reason our lives are full of anxiety, worry, and grief.
我们人生为什么充满这么多的
One reason we lack happiness and good life, even with everything we can possibly have in this country.
有时候当我们想为什么我们在这个国家虽然是这么美好的国家我们还是不开心呢?
Some of you may think that you're not rich.
有人可能认为我还不够富有。
But did you know you're at the top 2% of the world population? Because if you open your refrigerator, there's food in there.
可是你跟全世界的人比起来的话, 你已经在全世界的
You have everything you need right here, right now. If you're full of worry and anxiety, it's because you don't see it that way. You have wrong perspective. We live in misery because we don't place our life in the hand and the love of God.
我们活在愁烦里面因为我们没有享受上帝的慈爱。
We live in doubt and anxiousness and worry and fear because we reject and refuse to believe that this God loves us and cares for us.
我们活在愁烦恐惧里面因为我们不相信上帝会把美好的人生带给我们。
People think they pilot their own life, therefore their life is full of worries and anxieties.
我们成为我们自己人生的领航员，结果我们的人生就是愁烦。
You see, if you want to navigate through this life with joy and peace that God promises, you must believe that Jesus is who He says He is.
如果你要有美好的人生，里面有快乐等等，那你要相信上帝可以带领你。
What is Christmas but a reminder that God did not turn His back upon the fallen world, but rather He stepped into it?
就在这圣诞节的时候，我们可以再一次的感受到上帝就是这样的爱我们。
He stepped into it by sending His Son Jesus Christ for the ultimate need we have, which is salvation.
因为他把他的独生爱子赐给了我们，这是我们唯一的需要，我们的救恩。
So in Psalm 37, the writer says, "Commit your way to Yahweh, trust in Him, and He will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday."
所以诗篇三十七篇就说，当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
Commit your way to God and trust in Him, and who will do it? He will do it.
怎么样把事交托耶和华呢？让谁去做呢？上帝会去做。
This morning you've read Psalm 123.
今天早晨我们读到诗篇123篇。
There's a beautiful phrase there that says, "I'm going to look to you, God, for your grace until you become gracious."
123篇我们再复习一下。
And that's the important part. Until you are gracious to me, I'm going to look to you.
123篇我看我能不能找到那句话啊。
Yeah, let me find the verse for you.
第二节是不是? Is it verse 2?
It is at the end of verse 2. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until He is gracious to us.
使女的眼睛怎样望主母的时候，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
Why would psalmist look at God until He is gracious? Because he knows the life that we seek is found in Him and Him alone.
我们在寻求的人生的美好是在主里面。只有在主里面。
Psalm 55, the writer says the same thing. Cast your burden upon Yahweh, and He will sustain you. He will never allow righteous to be shaken.
在诗篇第五十五篇里面也说，
It's up there.
当将你的诗篇 Psalm 55, right?
Yep.
What verse?
22.
55篇第二十二节，你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your works to Yahweh, and your plans will be established."
箴言书第十六章也说，你要依靠神。
First Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you."
彼得前书第五章也说，你要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
And let me give you one more memory verse. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
最后是马太福音第十一章，烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
What do every single verses I just read to you say?
我们刚刚读了这么多的经节，要告诉我们什么？
The writers are reminding us, lean on God, trust in Him, give Him.Love Him, find Him in your life, and have Him care for you, because that's where life is.
是要告诉我们信靠神，相信他，把重担给他，因为他就是这样的神。
I don't know about you, but I find that people are uncertain about their future.
我不知道你是不是对你的未来有点担心。
Some of the young people are worried that they might lose job before the year ends.
我不知道你是不是担心你的工作。
Some people who are pregnant are worried that their baby might not come out healthy.
如果你在怀孕的话，你是不是担心你的孩子是不是健康的？
There's so much uncertainty before us.
我们的人生充满了未知。
And yet God says, "You can be certain that I will take care of you in your future, present, and the future."
而上帝告诉我们说，你可以有确据，我会
So my friends, come before Jesus and declare with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, because the Bible says you will be saved.
所以我们可以来到主的面前, 我们心里承认, 口, 心里相信, 口里承认, 接受他为主。
The Lord of love will forgive your sin if you will repent your sin. God, I am sorry, I've messed up. Would you come into my life and be the Lord and master of my life?
上帝总是爱我们, 我们可以来到他的面前, 我们可以悔改, 祂必接受我们。
And when you confess your sin, he will come, he will guide you and lead you wherever he wants you to be. And we know that's a good place because we have a God who loves us.
当你承认你的罪, 你可以来到他的面前, 祂必带领你的人生。
You may be going through some tumultuous time right now.
可能你现在遭遇困难。
But if God allowed it and you're his child, he will bring good out of it.
可是这是上帝所允许的。
You may be finding, why doesn't God listen to my prayers right now?
也许你觉得上帝为什么不听我的祷告?
But if God is your father and he loves you, he will one day.
可是爱你的上帝,他总会有一天听你的祷告。
Because he wants to bring good out of your life.
因为他要把你的人生成为美好。
You know, when somebody comes to know Jesus, I tell them, pray a lot.
我常常对刚信主的弟兄姐妹们说,努力的祷告。
Because when you're a new believer and you pray, God answers almost all the prayers.
因为你刚信的时候, 几乎所有你的祷告, 上帝都会允许。
Do you guys remember when you first accepted Jesus? And when you pray, God's like, here it is, just gives it to you, right?
还记得吗? 刚信的时候, 你的祷告是不是特别的灵验?
And then about 5 years, 3 to 5 years goes by, and then prayer answers come slower and slower.
渐渐的, 好像我的祷告都没有得到应许。
You know what God is doing? He's training you.
你知道上帝在训练我们吗?
It's like our children.
好像我们就是他的孩子一样。
They think money grows on tree and ask for money from you all the time.
孩子们呢, 好像他们以为呢, 这个钱得来是很容易的, 所以一直跟你要钱。
You know when your son and daughter is extra nice that day, they want money.
当你看到你的孩子特别听话的时候, 可能就是他要跟你要钱的时候。
But as they get older, what do you say? Go get a job.
当他们年纪大了, 你会告诉他说, 你要努力的工作赚钱。
It's not because you don't have money to give.
并不是说你没有钱给他。
It's because you want to train him to be a responsible adult.
而是你要他成为一个有责任的成年人。
So God does the same with us.
所以上帝也是这样子看待我们。
Because he's a loving father, like you are a loving father.
好像我们是有智慧的父亲, 他也是个有智慧的父亲。
I'm very forgetful.
我常常忘记事情。
I mean, I have glasses on my head and I look for them.
我有时候眼镜放在头上, 我也在找眼镜。
Have you done that?
你也是这样吗?
One day I searched my entire house for my keys and later I found out it was in my pocket.
有一天我找, 把我这房子翻遍了, 找我的车子的钥匙, 结果就在我的口袋里。
I'm forgetful and you're forgetful.
我们都健忘。
Have you ever ran out of your house and then all of a sudden you remember you forgot something? And then you run into your house, go to your room, and immediately you forget why you're there.
我们是不是常常从楼上到楼下就忘记了我们到底到楼下来做什么?
We're laughing because we've done it, haven't we?
我们,
we're laughing because we've done it.
我们现在我们可以这样轻松地笑, 因为我们知道我们都是这样的人。
But there are some things I will never forget in this life.
可是有些事情我是不会忘记的。
June 29, 2004 is when my daughter was born.
在2004年的时候,我的小女儿生出来。
That week she was born, it was a rough week for me.
那时候是一个不容易的时候,她生产的时候也是不容易的时候。
I was serving as a youth and education pastor at KFBC, which is New Vision right now.
我是一个在另外一个教会的青少年牧师。
There were some leadership issues because of the lead pastor at the time.
那时候的主任牧师在那个教会出了一些问题。
So I had to preach in the morning, like 5:30 in the morning, every day.
所以呢,我每天早晨5点半呢,我要讲到。
And we took rotation, so there were weeks where I didn't have to, but that week I had to.
我们是轮流的,可是那个礼拜呢,刚好我女儿要生的那个礼拜呢,我必须讲到。
And with the growing ministry, a lot on my plate, and the news that my daughter, doctor says she might have Down syndrome really crushed me.
我这么繁忙,可是那时候刚好呢,医生告诉我说,可能你的女儿会有蒙古症。
I was at church every single morning praying and crying out to God.
所以我每天到教会来祷告, 为我的女儿祷告。
At the time, we lived at Monroe Street near St. Thomas Expressway.
那时候我在, 住在 靠近 St. Thomas Expressway.
We were on the second floor and my boys were young, so they were running all over and the guy below us, and he was being a jerk to us.
我们住在楼上，然后我有两个年轻的男孩跑来跑去，可是楼下的房客就很不高兴。
If I weren't a pastor, I would use a different word.
如果我不是牧师的话，我可能用另外的话来骂他。
My wife pregnant with my daughter, one day she said, that week she said, it's time.
那时候我的太太怀孕了，然后那个礼拜就告诉我说，我想时候到了。
So I got our suitcase, threw it in the van, and we drove towards Samaritan Hospital without realizing my van was almost out of gas.
于是呢，我们就进到我们的van 里面，车子里面，然后呢，我们在开到一半的时候呢，发现没有汽油了。
What a horrible husband.
我是那时候实在是一个不好的丈夫。
On the way to the hospital, the car stopped on San Tomas Expressway.
就在山大的马路上面呢，我的车子就停在那里。
So just imagine my wife in pain in passenger seat, husband, this immature guy running to Chevron to get more gas.
所以呢，我太太在阵痛的时候呢，我要跑到加油站去加油。
My wife is so forgiving.
还好我的太太后来原谅我了。
Because I haven't forgiven myself for that day.
我那时候真是一个不好的丈夫。
It took Nathan, my first son, 16 hours to come.
我们生老大的时候呢，我太太阵痛了16个钟头。
It took our second, our son, second son, a few hours for it to be birthed.
老二呢也好几个钟头。
So I was expecting Esther to take at least a couple of hours, but she came out right away.
所以呢，我以为这个女儿也会好几个钟头。
The first thing
没想到呢，她马上就跑出来了。
She was being nice to her mom, okay?
她可能很体贴她妈妈。
So I asked the doctor, is she okay? And the doctor gave me an okay, saying, yeah, the baby's healthy. No sign of Down syndrome, bless God.
我马上就问说，医生，她是健康的吗？医生说，你女儿是健康的。
I don't know if God changed the genetic makeup of my daughter because of prayer, or she never had it. I have no idea, but one thing is for sure, God was gracious to me on that day.
我不知道她是上帝在母腹里面医治了我的女儿，还是她本来就是健康的，可是我知道上帝有很多的恩典在我身上。
And that day I discovered the difference between sons and daughters.
就在他生女儿生出来以后，我就知道女儿和儿子是不一样的。
When my sons are born, I was thinking I could die for him.
我儿子生出来的时候，我想说我可以为我儿子做任何的事情。
When my daughter was born, I was thinking I can kill for her.
当我女儿生出来以后，我就觉得说我愿意为女儿做任何的事情。
It was an amazing day.
我觉得女儿是最棒的。
There was, I don't know why you're laughing, because that wasn't funny, so he must have said something. Right? But she was born, and guess what? When she was born, you know what she did? All she did was cry, poop, and eat.
她生出来的时候呢，我女儿生出来的时候只会哭啊，只会吃啊，只会大便。
And I loved her.
可是我是这么的爱她。
That's all she did. She would cry when she's hungry. She would poop when she needs to. And there I am, changing those diapers. And my wife did most of it, but changing those diapers because we love her.
饿了就哭，然后就喂她，然后呢，拉了我们就换她的尿布。
She's the most beautiful girl I know outside of my wife.
在我的眼里，她是全世界最美的女人，除了我的太太。
My wife might be listening, so I better say that, right?
我太太可能会听我们这个回放啊，所以我最好这样。
My wife wanted to take a picture of Esther and send it to everyone, but when she was born, she had a huge rash on her face.
当然那时候我们照了很多的照片，然后我们想送给别人。可是呢，女儿生出来的时候呢，脸上呢都是长满了湿疹。
So I told her, don't send that picture because she'll hate you when she finds out.
所以我告诉他说，最好不要把这种照片送给亲友，免得以后他长大了以后他会恨你。
So recently I showed her that picture. She said, "Thank you, Dad."
所以后来我给女儿看这个照片的时候，她说：“谢谢你，还好你没有送出去。
”But she was so beautiful to me.
可是对我来说，她是最漂亮的。
You know what's weird? When she pooped, it wasn't gross.
她的排泄在我来看。
In fact, the color of poop made me think, oh, she's healthy and I'm happy.
她的排泄我仔细的观察还觉得非常的好。
Isn't that weird?
你说这个奇怪吗？
Have you ever thought that God feels that way about you?
我们在天上的父是不是也是这样子对我们呢？
That you don't have to do anything for him to love you?
我们不需要做太多的事情去取悦他。
All you do in life can be fart, poop, and eat, and he'll still love you.
我们可以就这样子吃啊喝啊拉，可是他还是会爱我们的。
And I find that so sad that sometimes when Christians live with this heavy heart because they feel like they have to do something for God to love them.
有时候基督徒过得太沉重了，以为我们必须要怎么样子，上帝才爱我。
No, my friends, God loves you as you are this morning.
上帝可以在你不沉重的时候也爱你。
And just as a good father he is, he will not leave you where you are because he loves you.
他会带领你到人生的美好，因为他爱你。
Let me read Zephaniah chapter 3:17 to you once again. Yahweh your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will be joyful over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with joyful singing.
让我们再回来看《西番雅书》第三章。耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The word "rejoice over you" literally translates to dance, skip, leap, and spin around in joy.
这里看到因你喜乐而欢呼，就是讲到上帝为我们喜乐而跳舞。
So I want to literally translate this verse like this. Yahweh, your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will dance over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will dance over you with singing.
所以我们可以把这节这样念说，耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣跳舞、喜乐、默然爱你，且因你喜乐跳舞而欢呼。
Did you know that's your God and my God?
这就是你我的上帝。
My friends, don't live with burden of sin. Go to God, He will forgive you, and once again rejoice in this season when we remember Christ.
不要因着我们的犯罪而太沉重，我们可以来到神的面前，他要因我们而喜乐而欢呼。
That's good life.
这就是美好的人生。
Think about it. When God created the world, He just said, that's pretty good.
当上帝创造这个世界的时候，他说：“啊，他说看到他的创造是美好的。”
You've been to Yosemite, how majestic that dome is.
你到 Yosemite 的时候，你看到那个 half dome， 你看到那是多么的伟大。
And God looked at it and said, "That's pretty good."
上帝告诉自己说，那是美好的。
It is only when He created you and I, He danced in the heavenly realms.
可是当我们人得救的时候，他我们人被创造的时候，他在天上为我们喜乐欢呼而跳舞。
We think creation is amazing, but God says, "Hey, you're my children. I'm going to dance over you."
他的创造是美好的，可是我们是他的儿女，我们更是美好。
I want to close now.
我现在要结束了。
It's been 30 minutes.
30分钟到了。
When I used to serve at Richmond Baptist Church, I had a morning service duty.
我在另外一个教会做侍奉的时候呢， 我早晨的讲道是我负责。
So that one day I got up at 5 a.m. The worship is at 6 a.m. So I was a little late. So I was driving quite fast and the road was wet.
有一天早晨的聚会是早晨六点钟开始的，那天是下雨，我开车开得快了一点。
And this pickup truck came next to me and changed lane into my lane. And I turned my car too fast, and it began to spin.
有另外一辆车子的靠近我，结果我就转得太快了，所以呢，我的车子就打滑了。
You know, like when you watch movies, as the car spins, everything kind of slows down.
你知道，当车子打滑的时候，你的人的感觉就是时间都静止了。
That's true.
这是很真实的。
Because everything slowed down for me on that day.
那时候我真的感觉时间就变得非常的缓慢。
And that in that short period of time, I got rid of the biggest concern I had in my life at the time.
在那时候呢，我发现我最大的担心呢，突然不见了。
Which were my wife and kids.
就是担心我的太太和孩子。
So I was praying, Lord, I got my wife and kids to take care of. Please help me. Don't let me die.
我祷告说，我还要继续的。照顾我的孩子和太太，请不要让我。
But you know what God impressed in my heart in that moment?
可是你知道那时候上帝对我说什么？
He basically said, Sam, if you die, that's not a problem.
我马上得到他的回应说，就算你死去了，
这也不是个问题。The real problem is if I die.
真正的问题是，如果我死去了。
Don't worry if you die, your wife will be fine.
不要担心你的太太，你的太太会。
She'll be sad, she'll cry, but she'll probably find another man and live a good life.
她可能会哭几个礼拜，然后之后呢，她就会找到另外一个男人。
Some of your husbands are kind of like greedy, so you don't want your wife to remarry, right, if you die? That's greedy.
如果你问你是个男人，然后你死了以后，你不要你太太再婚的话，那你太贪心了。
Your kids, if you die, yeah, it'll be tough to grow up without a dad, but they'll manage.
就算你的孩子，就算他必须他的成长没有一位父亲，可是他还是能够成长。
I'll take care of them.
因为我会照顾。
They are my children before they are yours.
因为在他们成为你的儿女以前，他们已经是我的儿女。
Just took care of my biggest worry at the time.
所以上帝就这样子照顾，把我的最大的忧虑去除了。
And to this day, I don't worry too much of my kids.
所以到今天，我并不是怎么为我的孩子担心。
Most of my worries are not from my kids, but from ministry.
我比较担心的事情反而是教会的事情。
God, for some reason, gave us a very pleasant, well-mannered kids for now.
我很感谢神，上帝给我的孩子都蛮听话的。
And I never told them you need to be a pastor.
我也没跟他们说你以后要做牧师什么的。
You know, people say of my kids, they're PKs, right? Pastor's kid.
当他们别人谈到我的孩子的时候呢，就说：“哎，这些是牧师的孩子。”
And I don't like that phrase.
我一点都不喜欢人家这样叫他们。
Because no one calls your kids engineers' kids.
比方说工程师的孩子，没有人说：“哎，你的孩子是工程师的孩子。”
Do people refer to your kids like that? Oh, you're the chef's kid.
有人说你是厨师的孩子吗？
So I don't like that phrase. I told them, "Hey, don't call them pastor's kid. Call them powerful kids."
所以呢，我跟他们说呢，你不要叫他们是牧师的儿子，你要叫他们是有能力的孩子。
Because label is important, I want my kids to know that God is their God.
因为我要我的孩子先知道他们是上帝的儿女。
This morning, I want to tell you, God loves you, my friends.
今天早晨，我要告诉你，上帝爱你。
And He cares for you.
他愿意照顾你。
And if you have any worries and troubles right now because the uncertainty of the future.
如果你有任何的忧虑愁烦
，God says to believe in me and cast your burdens upon me.
上帝说，把你的劳苦愁烦带到我面前。
Let me sing this song for you. I think it's in Chinese, so it's translated. If you know, would you sing along with me?
我现在要为你们唱一首歌。我想你们可能会唱，可以跟我一起唱。
It goes like this: I cast all my cares upon you.I cast all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Let's sing that once together. I cast all my cares upon you. I cast all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know what to do,I will cast all my cares upon you. I want to bless that in each one of you. And as you face the Christmas season, may God of the love and peace give you that as you cast your burden upon Him.
当这圣诞来临的时候，我希望你能够把重担、忧虑都带到主的脚前，让上帝成为我们的祝福。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, it's such a privilege always to let your truth ring among your people, God. And Father, sometimes life seems so difficult for some people, more than others. A medical report, a job loss, a relationship broken. And the holidays seem so much harder because sometimes we think the world is against us, and yet you're reminding us this morning that you are our Father who loves us. And that if we will cast all of our burdens upon you, that you will care for us and give us that good life that we're so desperately seeking, though we're on the wrong road sometimes. So, Father, I want to bless this congregation. Though I don't speak the language, I see them smiling and worshiping you, and what a beautiful sight it is. I bless every single person in this room. If they're burdened by the world's weight, Lord God, that you will come and lift that weight and place your yoke upon them and give them the joy and the promises that you have promised them. And they will find that good life in Christ Jesus, who is the boss and the pilot of our life. Is any of one of us struggling because of health, because of finances, because our children are listening to us, because our future seems uncertain? May you call them unto yourself, and may they find that joy that you promised. May they find the certainty of loving Father who says, even if you go through these things, I will bring good out of your life because I'm your Father and I love you. Father, would you bless that upon this congregation during this Christmas season as we are reminded of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, I lift up from the oldest to the youngest, from elders to those who are part of the church, and not leading, but and yet so precious, that the love of Christ and the joy of Christ and the protection and the grace of God will fill their lives, that they will be full of hope and love and joy, even as they go through some rough waters in this world, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
We thank you,